and knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door and welcome to the Regal Beagle Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode, covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me yet again today is a Regal Beagle podcast veteran, my good friend, Lights Out Levine, bass player in Prima Donna, and the Super Bees. Lights Out, how are you today?
I'm great, Danko. I'm really happy to be back, man. How you been?
Good. Glad to have you back, and of course, had to have you right at the top of season 6, because season 6 is, as you and I know, the season that debuts Terry Alden, better known to all of us as Priscilla Barnes, your favorite roommate of the series and mine. It's great to have you on board to talk about. This is really her first episode past episode 1 and 2, the double episode where they introduce her. So this is actually the first real kind of, you know, legit free form, episode with Terry Alden. And it's season 6, episode 3, Terry Makes Her Move, aired October 13, 1981, directed by Dave Powers, written by Ellen Gulas. Terry moves into the apartment. Both Jack and Janet think Terry's on the make for Jack. Lights Out Levine, what did you think of Terry Makes Her Move?
It's a decent episode. Not one of the best, but it's decent. There's a few elements that make it worth watching, for sure. But it was a decent way to introduce her into the house, I think.
Now, aside from the episode, what are your thoughts on Terry Alden?
Well, as you know, she is my favorite of all the blondes. I don't mind. She's super sexy when she wants to be, and then she's goofy and silly at the same time. So it's good. Not completely unlike Chrissy, but she's not like a dingbat the way Chrissy was, you know?
Right. They definitely didn't dumb her down like they did with Chrissy. And she's, you know, first of all, Cindy has left because she's going to UCLA. Well, Terry is a nurse. Like, she's doing it on her own. She's out there. She's a yuppie sort of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, full-on professional.
Professional.
Probably doesn't even need the roommates, you know?
It was so weird that they made her into a nurse, because a nurse could have the whole apartment to herself.
Most likely, especially in that time, I'm sure.
Yeah, and she gave up some sort of living arrangement she already had to move in with these guys.
Maybe she was lonely. So, who knows, man?
Yeah, maybe, you know, like maybe. She didn't want to live on her own. So basically it's just like, you know, like you said, it was kind of not the best episode. They needed to have her move in. A real cheap premise. She's like, you know, with a cheap misunderstanding and she's falling for Jack, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, we kind of know every single cue on this episode.
But however, in my opinion, this is what you and I have talked about many times, an episode that's totally saved by Larry, who's only in it for like 2 minutes tops, 1 minute at the beginning and one at the end. And I think he's the savior of this whole episode, really.
Yeah. By this time, you know, season 6, Richard Klein had not just like, you know, cemented his character of Larry, but really found the character. You know, really figured out Larry and utilized every minute, literally every single minute of the few short minutes he had to steal the scenes.
And he definitely does in this one, absolutely.
We got to talk about the theme song and the intro to the sitcom, because it's changed now. You know, there's new singers in the theme. There's a new intro. They're at the Los Angeles Zoo. So I know it's got Priscilla Barnes, so obviously you like it a lot. But Where does this stand in terms of, you know, all the intros for you?
It's actually my favorite, man, because, you know, it's at the LA Zoo, like you said, which is so iconic, I think. I think if you ask most people about the Three's Company intros, they would probably know that one better than the other ones, I think.
Right. You being an LA native yourself.
Yeah. And it's got so much more to it than the original one where, like, they're walking on the pier and stuff like that. Like, I think most people recognize the zoo for some reason better, I suppose. I'm not sure. I just mean, for me personally, it stands out better.
Yeah, they've got the in the first one at the pier, they've got, like, you know, Larry crawling into the bumper car, and it's a guy. You know, they got Mr. Furley clinging on to the merry-go-round. And here, too, there's some gags that we can see. Jack does a gag. Larry's got his elephant gag, and Mr. Furley gets caught pretending he's a lion. So there's enough gags to keep everyone going. And at the end, the very end of the theme, we see how maybe Priscilla Barnes might be really good at physical comedy when John Ritter yanks her back into line, you know, at the very end of the intro, and how she can roll with the punches.
Right.
We also find out a few things about Terry right off the top. She has a pet hamster. Now, named Harry, I didn't know that pets were allowed in the building. I thought they weren't, even though Mr. Furley has a pet turtle.
And he backs down real quick.
Yeah. It's weird how they... Yeah, so Harry, I guess, was just there for the whole rest of the series. let's see. The guys from the hospital that helped Terry move, the attendants... They're uncredited, Fred and Rick. They're not in the credits of the episode, even though Fred has a line, so he should be in the credits.
Yeah, he got kind of gypped on that one.
Yeah. And then we meet the Aldens. We meet Mr. Alden, played by Hugh Gillen. He died in 2004, but we know him from Matlock and Newhart and Dallas and Who's the Boss. Mrs. Alden, played by Mina Kolb. She is still alive, and she appeared three times in the series as her mom, and she's still alive. She's still going at it. Curb Your Enthusiasm, as Jeff Green's mom, was, I think, her latest acting credit. So Mina Kolb is still active. She's Jeff's mom on Curb Your Enthusiasm and Terry Alden's mom.
Wow. Quite a career.
And Samantha Alden. It was her only acting role, so we don't know much about her, but that's about it. But, yeah, like you said, Terry makes her move. Not exactly the best episode.
No, but the closing bit was so good when she comes out in her nightie and Jack just loses it. That scene makes the whole episode worthwhile, I think.
Yeah, it's true. Terry did showcase her body a little more than Chrissy and Cindy ended up doing. But, you know, rightfully so. Priscilla Barnes, very attractive woman. And, you know, I guess if you got it, you flaunt it.
And the whole bit with Jack spilling his iced tea on Janet. And he's like, did you drink my iced tea?
Yes.
It's so good, man.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. So all in all, Lights Out Levine, what is your conclusion? What is your review of this episode, really?
It's watchable. It's watchable.
Watchable.
I've said before, you know, it's not one, if you had never seen the show before, that's not the episode I would throw at you.
No.
But it's watchable. It's worth watching.
It's kind of more like a needed show to get to the rest of the season, just to have her move in so we see that actual, you know, Terry is, okay, she's really in now. She's part of the show. The audience might have needed to see that.
Yeah, it's a transitional episode, for sure.
Exactly. That's a great term to use for this one.